I think a lot of people hear the word testimony and they think high stakes. So either I'm standing on the stage with a microphone or I'm walking up to a stranger and they hear testimony and think that there's this one specific magical story they're supposed to perfect and then recite, almost like a piano recital that you just work on over and over again. But when I say testimony, I am saying simply a story you tell where God is one of the characters. So maybe it's how you came to faith, but maybe it's just how the Lord seemed present in your week. So trying to make it seem like a like almost a normalizing experience.
And your research specifically dealt with teenagers in telling their testimony and also the importance of telling their testimony, how that really helped them identify. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Christian Smith and Melinda Denton came out with a book a few years back called Soul Searching, and it was the largest study ever done on American teens and the subject of religion. And what this study showed was that the vast majority of American teenagers were inarticulate about their faith. So, and these are teenagers that are going to church. So you've got a teenager who's going to Sunday morning worship and evening youth group and even a midweek Bible study. But when she's asked, what is it that you believe? She's tongue-tied. She's stumbling over words. I don't really know. And what they found in this book was not only that teenagers were highly inarticulate, but also that there were very few people actually asking them to talk about their faith. For the most part, it was people trying to infuse their brains with, here's what we believe, here's what we believe. And people aren't, these teenagers weren't getting the chance to talk. So this book comes out, and a number of well-intended churches then started up Sunday school classes on, okay, well, this is what we believe. We're going to tell our teenagers what we believe. But those of us who know teenagers know if there's one thing a teenager doesn't necessarily want more of, it's school. So rather than trying to, again, fill their brains with the things that we believe, I started exploring, okay, what would it look like to give them opportunity to express who they are in Christ rather than us telling them who they are? And I should mention, too, even though my research focuses on teenagers, there is so much overlap with adults. In this book, Soul Searching, I was mentioning with Christian Smith, he says that these inarticulate teenagers are often a direct image of their parents. So if you have a teenager that can't talk about their faith, you probably have a parent who can't talk about his or her faith as well.